Moves us to section of reports. Subset A is consideration for bids on the 6th Street water line. Daniel referred to this earlier on the Woodland Drive project. And Liz has got her staff report. I'll turn it over to you, Liz.
Thank you, Council. Before you tonight, I'm bringing bids for the second phase of the project. This is to bring the water line and storm sewer and do some grading on the project to prepare the lots for the proposed houses. So I put the project out to bid, received 8 bids, ranging from $215,000 to $400,000. The bid came in under estimate, and so I am asking that council approve the project and give city manager the ability to sign all necessary paperwork for the project.
Any questions for Liz from council?
What's the amount of the bid that was approved?
$215,952.50.
Liz, this includes what's written here, storm sewer.
Right. Yeah, so it kind of goes across two different, some of the curb and gutter goes along Woodland Drive in front of the houses, and then the storm sewer will go up the hill and go up to 6th Street to capture some of the water there. There's no storm sewer up in that region at all, so we extended that. And then also along 6th Street, there's an existing 4-inch line, which is substandard, so we're pulling it back to the existing 6-inch line and placing a whole new 6-inch line that'll service two existing homes as well as the 4 proposed homes.
And then it also says paving the street, correct?
Right. So we'll pave 6th Street from where it is existing to just south of Tim's driveway. There's about 135 feet. So we'll be putting curb and gutter either side and doing asphalt. There will not be any sidewalk in that section. But we'll just be doing the curb and gutter and asphalt in that area. And then we'll be doing curb and gutter along Woodland Drive in front of the 4 houses.
So 6th Street down to Park is where you're talking.
No, it's 6th Street down to where the alley is.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So where it's just technically 6th Street.
Yep.
So once it hits the alley, then it'll be the gravel still. I talked to him last fall. And at that point, we were talking about, like, the water line being rehooked up. And he's like, is that, like, a 24-hour process? And I was like, no, it's like, an 8-hour, you know, we'll have a window, and we'll be doing that. Well, we won't have the public hearing until next week.
Can you please state last names?
And this project actually was largely done at the request, or significant portions of this project were done at the request.
The paving of 6th Street,
yeah,
basically.
With Tim Pulowski, as well as the inclusion of some of the additional storm drainage and things like that were done. They were not the original intent of the project, but then after discussions with him, as well as, I think, one other property owner, the project was expanded to address some of their concerns. Not to state that everything that they have brought up is going to be done, but it's still a significant investment beyond what was originally anticipated.
Yeah, and there is significant, it's gravel, in that section of gravel, I mean, there's significant wear and tear on the road because in major water events. So, I mean, there's a good reason to do that.
Any other discussion?
I was going to say, and this bid is being awarded to who?
North Star Construction.
And they're out of Spearfish.
Yes, they are. They've been doing other projects within the city.
And have they all gone well for you?
Yeah, for me, okay. Yeah.
All right.
And for Rick, too. Right?
And for...
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Their projects have gone well.
Yeah, okay, good. Matt's easy to work with, and...
Because I do know sometimes the lowest bid isn't always the best bid, so...
That is true.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but no, it's...
Well said, Jason.
They're easy to work with.
Okay.
Any other discussion, public or council?
I got a couple questions.
You bet.
As far as the along Woodland Drive, mm-hmm. Is there going to be any storm sewer going there?
Yes. So there's an existing pipe that goes underneath the road right there now. And so then I'll be putting in inlets and storm sewer pipe along Woodland. And then from there up along the west side of the existing lots. And then that'll tag into the storm sewer that that runs along 6th Street.
And then that'll
have
all have,
if you want me to put it up.
That'll all have curb and gutter as well.
You better get a microphone over there for her.
Okay. So there's an existing pipe, and then we'll be putting storm sewer along Woodland, and then there'll be a pipe that'll run here, and there'll be an inlet here. And so this isn't curb and gutter in here, but there'll be an inlet with a grate, so there's water that comes down through. Tim has a culvert here. There's water that comes down, and then it'll go up the hill and then capture. And then I'll have inlets there, there, and there. So there's a lot of water that comes down here, a lot of water that's coming down the hill. And hopefully the inlets will capture it all.
Okay, well, while you're there, Liz, maybe you can show us where the pavement's going to end.
So this right here is where the pavement will end. This is Tim's driveway.
And I don't disagree, but I think some of the other residents were hoping that their alley was going to be paved. So
the alley's in pretty decent, is in good shape, though. The water comes down here and it really erodes badly over here, and it's hard to drive on, whereas the alley is in pretty decent shape.
We also would be setting a pretty expensive precedence if we started paving alleys.
I agree. Now, as far as Woodland, the Woodland property, it's always been my understanding that the developer was responsible for water, for aprons, for driveway aprons.
Correct.
For all of that. So what I'm hearing now is the city is the developer of this project.
Correct.
The citizens of Sturgis are paying the bill.
Yes.
Correct. And everything will be broken out, though, so that you can allot money to appropriate places.
That was the intention of the project through this, was these are workforce housing products, and there are no developers who have any interest in developing these homes. Given where the lots are, to be able to place them on tax rolls, that was filling a needed niche that our 2014 housing study said that the city had to begin meeting. And so this is a first step in trying to meet those.
Retention
right,
ponds.
Yeah. Gone, right? Right. So originally I was going to have before we were going to put in curb and gutter, I was originally going to put in big swale so that we would have like a detention basin over there. And then when we decided to put curb and gutter in there, there was no need to dig out all that area. So we did what little as we could, knowing that eventually I'll put an inlet there and we'll fill it back up. Yeah. It'll take a little while, but.
You can't imagine how many. The only comment I've got left is this is an infrastructure project, and to my knowledge, it's never come before the Infrastructure Advisory Council. And these are the type of things that need to come there so that those that do get the complaints from the community can voice those to the other councilors.
It was included during the discussion with the Infrastructure Advisory Council, and it was included in the generational plan that was adopted by the council, or readopted by the council, I think it was.
When's the last time the IAC met?
Any other discussion on consideration for curb gutter storm sewer for the Woodland Drive area, public or council? Is there a motion?
So moved.
First by Mike. Second by Becca. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no. Faye, please note unanimous on there. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.